this week started a reading which is called Behar. Behar, which means actually in the mountain. One of the subjects spoken about is the 50th year. There was a cycle of years, 7 years, 7 years, 7 years, seven times. The 50th year, the land that was sold had to go back to its original owner. All the details of the laws are not for this particular class, but the point is that the Torah says that God is saying, look, I'm the owner, says God, of course, I'm the owner of the whole earth. So I'm going to say how the land is going to be distributed and who's going to be owner of it, etc., etc. I'm giving the ownership to this guy or this other guy, to this family or this other family. So the point is here, when you sold a field that you received actually from your family long ago, whatever the case is, when you sell a field, you're only selling the amount of years to the 50th year. And if there are many years, of course, the field is expensive. If there are very few years, so the field goes down on the price. This is what the law is talking about. Now, when the Torah expresses this, it says a very interesting expression. God says, Li kol ha'aretz, the whole earth belongs to me, and you, and he says two words, two expressions. And with these two expressions, we're going to learn one of the teachings of Rav Baruch de Mezibush. Rav Baruch of Mezibush was a grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. Rav Yisrael Baal Shem Tov was the founder of the Hasidic movement. So Rav Baruch of Mezibush taught something very interesting about our relationship with God with these two words that I'm going to explain in a minute. Again, the verse says, Li kol ha'aretz, says God, the whole earth belongs to me. Why? He geirim v'seishovim atem imod. Because you are two things, geirim, I'm going to explain, and toishovim, with me. What does that mean, geirim and toishovim? The word geirim can be translated in many ways, but in this context, it means like you're strangers. Like when a stranger comes into a new city, a new place, he's a stranger until he actually establishes and he becomes part of the place. But before that, he's a stranger. He's again a stranger. Like what the scripture said, that we were strangers in the land of Egypt. Okay, we were strangers over there. That's geirim, strangers in plural. And then toishavim. Toishavim means people that actually belong to that place. You're really established in the place. You're a toishav. You live over there. You're part of the place. So God is saying, look, the whole earth belongs to me, because you are actually two contradictory things. Either you're geirim, you're strangers, or you're toshavim, or you actually belong to there. So what's the proper idea? The Baruch of Mezibush teaches like this. Look, if you feel that your relationship with earthly matters, with the earth, is actually like strangers, like geirim, then says God, toshavim, I'm a toshav. I actually live with you, and I'm fixed over there living with you. I'm part of your life. But on the other side, if you feel that your life is actually a toishav, you actually live and your whole thing, your whole interest is in earthly matters, you're part of the world, then geirim, look, I'm going to be a stranger, says God, I'm going to be a stranger with you. So it actually depends on us, on what sort of attitude towards earthly matters, the world, and physical things, material things, mundane things, etc. According to that attitude that we have towards those things, so God is fixed something important in our lives. And this is what he says, like, I'm going to be something important with you in your place, in your life, etc. Or the contrary.